number two.
Crazy.
Next up, Christopher Crotwell of Chicago, Illinois, writes into our program with a heartfelt request. He says, "Dear Nerdlogs, I requested this song because I really love it. But did you know that Eric Garneau loves it too? It meant a lot to him in his younger days. The lyrics, while pretending to maintain a clever, ironic distance, actually said something very heartfelt and deeply sad about the human condition vis-a-vis falling in love. It's weird that I talked more about Eric's feelings in this letter than my own. But what are you gonna do? What we're going to do, Christopher, is make your request our
number two.
I met someone at the dog show. She was holding my left arm, but everyone was acting normal, so I tried to look nonchalant. We both said, "I really love you." The Shriners loaned us cars. We raced up and down the sidewalk 20,000 million times. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. An angel doesn't mean you have to throw your body off a building. Somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest things. I heard they had a space program. When they sing, you can't hear, there's no air. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I'm already there. Gonna ask for my admission. Gonna speak to the man in charge. The secretary says he's on another line. Can I hold for a long, long time? I found out she's an angel. I don't think she knows I know. I'm worried that something might happen to me if anyone ever finds it out. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. People, they don't happen at all. When you're following an angel, doesn't mean you have to throw your body off a building. Somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest things. I heard they had a space program. When they sing, you can't hear, there's no air. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I'm already there. When you're following an angel, doesn't mean you have to throw your body off a building. Somewhere they're meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest things.
They might be giants, he's an angel. Man, when you're following an angel, do you have to throw your body off a building? I don't know if I figure that one out, even still. Thank you to Chris Geiger / Casey Kasem for those introductions. I don't think he's going to be back for the last song, so let's give it up for Chris filling in at the last second. You know, he only did numbers 5 through 2 in the program, but he's number 1 in my heart.